So the difference between Sula and Ramona does not depend upon the fact that she was married, or she was not married. She never got married. Even if she was married already and divorced, as long as she remained a Sula, so she's entitled to Messiah. Sula Ramona, the Bush of the Sula, she Ramona. Or Yikusha, or Yikusha, or Yikusha, or Yikusha, or Yikusha, Subosam Nashem Messiah. Shall it cast a Sula in his name? The Asian kind of Sula. In remote Abbas Sula of the Pope Subosa, the Mecca tourism. He gets in a Hurricane in the north. But Rashi says it according to that Mandoma, the kings of the Hesses Sula. He means it's Bula or Sula or Sula Tash. My Almano, what is the derivation of the word Almano? Omar Afone Bantitoi, Afone Pambanda. Almano, Al Shay Mono. So it's much more from Rashi, that explains Rashi that way, that the Gemara explains the term etymologically, the Gemara explains the word almono in the sense of elomono. So the Aleph is chosek. Now Aleph lamed, and the Aleph after lamed is chosek. So really it means elomono. She's only a magical 21. So that's how the term Almono was divided. So you know, as the Kashi, Almono Meiris in my ego name. But Almono Meiris, she's still called Almono. We call her Almono because she was married and divorced. So, and still we use the word Almono. So how can you say that the term Almono is based upon the fact that she is entitled only to Almono, but we apply that term to an Almono Neiris when she is entitled to Messiah. I did the whole call Almono or not call Almono. So in other words, since generally an Almono is entitled only to Mono, so immediately the term was coined, the term Almono was coined. Now, the Shimon Peres mentions in the name of the Gemi another pshat, you don't make any difference, that Al means Chosek. Al Mono means Chosek. In other words, there means the diminution of Imono from the Psuva that the Psuva means. Alright. Al Mono is Al Mono is a Kashi. Al Mono is a but I say my little Lima. So that can explain the term Al Mono of Isman Chazal. Because there was already the Bechon Tzachom that an Almono is entitled to only to Limon. But the Torah itself uses the Lashon Almono. And with Aise, there is no Ksumes Almono of Limono. Even according to Hashem Gamliel, that Ksume is with Aise, so it's only Iksuva of Iksuva. But the Mamono in the Rice is not entitled to any Ksuba in the Rice. It's only the Rabbanon. So how do you Torah use the term Mamono? Mamono is the Rice by your name, huh? So you know, since the Asin and Rabbanon, the Miskin were born of. The Asin and Rabbanon, the Miskin were born of. Because of Shemos. Umi Kosa Kolosi. Hey, you see, the Shema Noah Ashmish Yechideka. Who are you that keep Masasho? Now Rashi is here very strange pshat. Rashi says, "Umeavu niyav niyav niyasei lo yichsiv ayir lechiv masashu." But in the time at Briyasei lo did not exist as Ashu. But the question is the same as Rashi. At time of Briyasei lo, it did not exist as Ashu. That's it. Well, it existed, but it didn't take the name Asher. Asher wasn't built. It's mentioned in branches about the building of Asher. But, of course, that spot existed in Tzias. But it did not have the name of Asher yet. But of what? How is that important? As long as the nature of it, when the Torah is given. So, Asher existed, so it could be called Asher. So from this Rashi, it appears that if we are going to assume that the Torah will not use the word that is based on Shimosi, the Torah is not going to use a word that is based on Shimosi. So there, even if something had a name in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but if it didn't have that name in the time of the Israel, so mainly the Torah wouldn't use that word. That's how it's mashed. So Shimbetzis mentions what the Ramban says in the Hagodes, which is Kedush on the Torah. So he mentions, I mean, that the world was created because the Torah would ultimately be given. So it's Sif Maser B'machshavat Tchila. So the Ramban says, because of the fact that the giving, the revelation of the Torah was the goal was the goal in the Bria Seiroh, in other words, the world was created because in order that ultimately there should be a revelation to mankind. So the Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Torah, on Piyad Hashem, so he was gematik in Sefer Atikim. That's the Russian of the Ramban. Like a Sefer who is matik who copies from an ancient Sefer that had been in existence since the Bria Seiroh. The Sefer Torah, there was not in existence in written form since the Bria Seiroh. The Torah was put in writing at the time of Matan Torah. But what does Ramban mean? That Moshe was kimatik misefer atikeni, and the atikeni has existed from Bria Seiroh. I mean, it wasn't in the written form of the Bria Seiroh. But what Ramban means is that in view of the fact that the revelation, the Matan Torah, was the tachlis of the Bria, so in Mele, everything had to be written the way it was at Bria Seiroh. And if we are going to say that there is such a thing as writing al Shem Osi, so in Mele, so even if the Torah had been written at Bria Seiroh, it could have been written Asher al Shem Osi. But if we are going to say that's not one of the means at all to use the word al Shemosi. So the Mele, even something that had the meaning at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, but if it didn't have a meaning in the context of the times of Bria Seiroh, so that word could not be used. Now, so the Mele is deducing from that one of the meanings of the Torah is to use a word which, even though at the present it has no meaning, but ultimately it will have a meaning, so that word can be used. Now, if we are going to assume that the Torah, that it's inconsistent with the meaning of the Torah to use a word which had no meaning at the time of Matan Torah. So even the word that had a meaning in the time of Matan Torah, but if it didn't have a meaning, an actual meaning, a concrete meaning, at the time of Bria Seiroh, it could not be used by the Torah. And since we see that the Torah uses the expression Hu'ahiriyah, the word Asher, Hu'ahiriyah Kibas Asher, and at the time of Bria Seiroh, it had no concrete meaning, because there was no Asher at the time of Bria Seiroh. So it's a raya that one of the meanings of Torah is to use a word that will acquire a meaning later on. But if that had not been one of the meanings of Torah, to use a word that will have in the future a concrete meaning, so then the term Asher could not be used, even though it had a concrete meaning at the time of Matan Torah, but it did not have a meaning at the time of the Asher. Because when the Torah was written, Al Pi Hashem, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Pi Hashem,
So it was written al pi asher in the same way as Siv Moshe had copied it from the Sefer HaKikim. Why did Moshe have to write it that way, as if he had copied it from a divine Sefer that had been in existence since the Yisrael? Because the Matan Torah was the Tachlis of the Yisrael. I mean, this is how the best is explained in such a way. Alright. We have a year of the Yisrael of the Yisrael of the Yisrael. So the Gemara said, "Peter, like Rabbi Yisrael, Asher is Slike." And Slike means Asher. So Slike also existed at the time of Matan Torah, but not at the time of the Yisrael. Hello, we have a year. And you cannot say, well, it existed in the time of Meshavim. That's not enough. If it's inconsistent with the Midas HaTorah to write a word, to use a word that had no concrete meaning at the time of Matan Torah, so it was equally inconsistent with the Midas HaTorah to use a word that did not have a concrete meaning at the time of the Yisrael. So the answer is that's one of the Midas HaTorah. Al-Shem Osi, to use certain words, Al-Shem Osi. Now this is Rashi, okay, it's very Israelitan. Here the confessor may have it with the same one of Lech Abinsi. May Asher Bechem Yipush Rimotza Mifra, in the same name of Asher Bechush Shem Amchutz, the way Shem Reina, when we say one of Yashmonka, Abo Koshe Bemai Maitzem Asher, the Asher Abo Dabo Reyat with the same one, Chimda, Abim Meishe Shabra Abo Mifta, Abo Mono Loyo Nifta Tim Shatayim Oyo Dere. The new one will be foliage. The slicker the information we have. The company is slicker or the more information. We saw the slicker in the Rebecca. The word is Asher. Television, in other words, even though Asher existed in the time of Moshe, but the Rebecca did not run through the Asher that exists in the nation. But the Rebecca went through the Asher that existed in the later generations, in Baishen. So in Baishen it was called Asher. But that's not the same Asher that existed, that was called Asher in the nation. Slinky is not the same Asher that was called Asher in the nation. But it was called Asher in the days of Baishen. And still, in Baishen, it is designated by the term Asher. So you see that that's one of the Midas HaTorah. To use the word Al-Shem Osi. Alright. Now since Kafkone Bandutoye made one memory in connection with the derivation of a certain word, so the Lord mentions other similar memories by the same Amir, Kafkone Bandutoye. So he said, Biyom Kafkone Bandutoye, Moto, what's the derivation of Moto? So he says, "Is mirabe." It's not a revelation. He explains the attributes of mother. But since one member by Rabbanu Bakutoye was mentioned, so another member of Rabbanu Bakutoye is mentioned. Moto, what are the attributes of moto? Is mashke ready, has the capacity to water the earth. And the rabbi, and to saturate it, and the zabe, it has the capacity to manure the earth through the water, through the rainfall. So the earth becomes manure, fertilized. Umiabe, it brings light, it brings color and the light. Umamshi, and it extends. Oh my God, the Barak Shmuel is saying Rabbi Bashaoni, my oh, there is a posik that implies that water has all these attributes. So the posik is saying, Sabachei, Romeo Rabbein, Naches to the Del, we're living in the Geno, Simchotivot. In other words, it's riches, thou waterless, it's riches, it's thou sapless, its force and and you thou make it so with the content rainfall, and thou will bless its world. Alright. Omar Bazaar. So since certain members that explain certain words are mentioned, so another, so remembered by another Amir that he also has the same kind of content. It also explains certain words. Other words is also mentioned. Omar Abbas, Mizbeach is Maziach Umezi Mechave Mechave. A Mizbeach has the effect of removing what? Removing blemished sins. And Mezi, it sustains. The Mizbeach has the effect to sustain the Jewish people. Mechave. And through the Mizbeach, the Jewish people becomes beloved unto God. Mechave, and it atones for their sins. What is Maziah? Remove what? Remove sins. So it's the same thing. So Yimor says no. Maziah means remove. What it means, it removes, it has, it tends, the Mizbeach tends to remove the Xeris from Klal Yisrael. And it's Mechape Aleinu. Rabbi Nachas Gudel, Kasha Berikner, Rabbi Arimashke, Rabbi Tumigen, Rabbi Nizabu, Rabbi Mamstabir, Snapkin, Tzimcha Dibor, Maziah Ksal Daif Mizir Havein, Nezim Zuz Kavon, Ezeo Niz Chakpon, 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 Rabbi, Hain Maziah, Hain Mechaper, Hain Mizir, Hain Mechaper, Maziah, Ezeo Zoy, Ezeo Niz Chakpon, Then again, remember, and this time, it's again remembered by Rafon Baritoy. Tvei Omar Rafon Baritoy, Tamre, so dates have the effect, they tend to be mishachnon, to warm up the organism, misabon, to satisfy the organism. Mishalsho, and it acts. Dates act as a laxative. Miashra, it makes a person feel good, relax. And it doesn't produce any funek is a super sensitive person. So dates do not cause any extra sensitivity in the person. We'll talk about others, it's Ali, the full Mishwa. In other words, dates are a good thing. Omara, Ohuk Mori Aulia. That if somebody eats more in dates, he cannot pass in Shai. There is a law. The chikar aliyah. Chikar aliyah. Why? Because he cannot have the full concentration that is required for passing in Shai. So dates also, to a certain extent, intoxicate the person. So maybe he cannot pass in Shai. Means more in Shai in the Avis Yop and the Milchoy and Mitzrayim, Eikomeitzon. So in other words, so the dates are good. In the morning, in the evening, and at early noon, immediately at noon, so it's very good. So the only time when it's not good, so is the minimum. It's not immediately at noon, but a little later. The new Hawaii's called the new Salahakir, the Yoki Shah is down to the Yoki Pashak. You don't uncover. How is Ahakir? The new Hawaii's, Shinkita Mahir, the Aha, Shina Satsarai. Vashin. You see from this Rashi that it was the Derek of people in the afternoon to take an act. That was the Ami. And that prevails in the European countries. And in Israel too, I mean, in Yerushalayim, even in Meir Shorim. So that there is 1 hour of the afternoon when the stores close. Why? Because the store has to go home and lie down. And that prevails in France, and it prevailed in Poland before the Second World War, but I don't think it ever prevailed in the United States. So we see from this Rashi that there was such a practice. So, in other words, so he says, "Vinim chavoyis sheikid ma'achid la'acha shinas atzeraim." In other words, shinas atzeraim was a regular thing. The average person took a nap in the atzeraim. Now it's nothing successive to take a nap in the So what did Moras Kashi? Moras says Mitzvah. So in other words, Rab says the Dochot Mor Mauri. So apparently the meaning of Mauri intoxicates a person to a certain extent. He's not allowed to pass the shower. So and here we see, so it's not such a wonderful thing, that I mean it is intoxicating. So the Gemara says, "Me, I'm doing the Maile. The Gemara Maile. No one says. Rabbi would say that it's not good. It's good for the organism, but temporarily it intoxicates the person. Ufish shalte trim. Mide dehave acham. Like what? The Omama Hashem said is yain alira. Yain of course. So is she yain that allowed? Because yain certainly intoxicates, and still yain is a good thing. I mean, but." It intoxicates. You want to say Malikash. Oh, you come now. Oh, you go somewhere. In other words, if you eat dates before you ate pass, so then it intoxicates. And it's not so wonderful. But if you eat dates after you ate the pass, so we are satisfied. So then he doesn't intoxicate them, then it's a good thing. The Omar Abaye, Omar Uye. In other words, the woman who raised Abaye. So Abaye called her, Abaye was Yosef. So in other words, it was like an adopted child, Abaye, of this woman. So Abaye called her mother. Omar Uye, come in army, and Abaye constantly mentions in the morning many things in regard to medicine, in regard to the human being, the human organism, many important members in the name of Abaye's mother. Omole, Tamre Mikamin Name, Kiname Kinagri the Kun. In other words, if one eats things before he eats pass, I mean, let's say before Pashakis, he eats things, so it's very damaging to the organism. It's canardly good, like an X to the pumpkin. But if you use an X on a pumpkin, it's very good. It tears down the pumpkin. It destroys the pumpkin. So if one eats dates early in the morning, before Pashachin, so come the mind is the organism. Bosaname, ki abonami dasha. After pass, so then it's good. It's very good. In other words, it's like a bar for the door. So in other words, the door is supported on the bar and the hinges. So that means that Ephraim is good. Dasha, what is the relation of Dasha? Since the Gemara, as we mentioned, has been discussing number of words, their relation, so now the Gemara. And Dasha is mentioned, Sagavuche, so in the Gemara explains the relation of Dasha. Omagobe, Derechshon. That's the way to how to go, because through the door you go from one house into the other. Darge, so is a ladder. So what is the relation of Darge? There are God. In other words, you want to get up on the roof, so you have to use a ladder. Puye, bed, omara kope, shepon, lover, omara lachma, yitzro, akonome, irenes. What's the derivation of irenes? Duchrenes, Yerunyo, a ram that doesn't give birth. Now the next issue. Hagiyeres vashvuyo vashivcho shemidu vishenishtayru vishenishtachru. Who says in the Shomishon in the Mechot, Shavosom Asayi, Yeshon Tarishon. So, even in the years, but if she was in Skyeres, prior to the age of 3 years, So the Mele shares a din of the Tzura. So the Mele, when one marries this Geiretz, so the Tzura is Masach. But in the Geiretz, he was older at the time of the Geiretz, 33 years old, even though we know she's a Tzura. But then, when she gets married, she is not entitled. She is not entitled to a Tzura of Masayim, but only to a Tzura of Masayim. Omar Abun, Yakotun Madhur may say Allah's best. So Rashi says, Yakotun Madhur is Allah's best. In any way, you may be also in his God. So this Rashi explains, why does Rashi say, in any way, he has no father. And the mother, and what's the father? What if he has a father? So that's based upon the Gemara. Because the Gemara further. Because the Gemara So we see that you can be guided each tunnel of that person. Why? What am I asking on? The Gersh is guided one of the names of me. Bosch and names of me. So that means. So that means that if we are not to accept Rabbanes Din, so then God, we certainly would have to consider that in the case where the father is also in Gaia with the children, there we certainly can be God. So obviously that the Chiddush of Rabbune has reference to the case where the Chiddush of Rabbune has reference to the case where the father is not Nigaya, but in case where the father is Nigaya the children, and the father is Nigaya in himself, together with the children, then we don't have to resort to the Chiddush by Rabbah. That's why Rashi says, Al-Gaz Bez Dimei Leor, Vimi Miso Nigaya. So then it's not so kosher. And Abune is telling us the big Chiddush, that even though the goy, has no father, and the mother is bringing the best, so he can still carry out the deals. But in the case where the father brings the best, no chidesh, then it's not a posh. The chidesh is only in the case where the father is not there. But if the father is the guy, then it's no chidesh. That's Muhammad al-Jabbar. Now, this is our verse in Rashi. But the Ritva mentions the Rashi in a different way. Currently, either in a different year, say, or the Ritva in another Maduro of Rashi. Rather than another Maduro of Rashi. Yakov, Matu is our last best. Pierce Rashi, she will be the email in best. So he mentions Roshan Rashi, Pirash Rashi is out. She revealed Ovi the email with Vesdin Rigayo. Apal Pisho in his Gaio Hain. The Apal Pisho who in the Das Cloud. Magnifically say Al Das Vesdin. So there's a difference between the two Rashis. According to this Rashi, it appears that the whole Chiddush by Rabbune is only in the case when the father is in there. But if the father brings him to this guy in there, then it's another push. We have to understand why is it more pushes when the father brings him than when the father doesn't bring him. When the father doesn't bring him, so he can be in the guy in on the basis of Zohi. And when the father brings him, he still can be in the guy in on the basis of Zohi. So why is the case where the father brings him more pushes than the case where the father doesn't bring him, the mother brings him. That's our Rashi. But the Rashi that the priest did, that the Ritva mentions, so it comes within the Chiddush of Rabbune to tell us that even when the father brings him to bed, the father and the mother, we still have to resort to the Chiddush by Rabbune. But isn't the Rashi that the Ritva mentions contrary to the Gemara? Because the Gemara Because the Gemara says here, Leila Misayale. Leila Misayale, Yakir Sashi, Ashim, Shim, 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 that when there is this guy of one of the place of Vimei, then we don't have to resort to the Chiddush of Kavune or Magdil Mizaldat. We don't have to resort to it. And the Mitzvah mentions the name of Rashi, that Kavune's deed has reference to the case where the father and the mother bring into this. So, it's contrary to Gemara. So we have to say that Gemara is only saying that in the case where a good is this guy, together with his wife and his children, then we don't have to resolve the Jewish family. But suppose a boy was misguided 5 years ago. He was misguided 5 years ago. He was misguided. And at that time, he also had 2 little children. But at that time, the child was 1 year old. And he was misguided. Now, 5 years later, he comes to Zelensky with the child that is now 6 years old, and he wants to be in God. So according to Rashi, that the Mikvah mentions, so when Gemara says that in the case of Gidashim is guided by one of the most female, so then we don't have to resort to the Kiddush by Rav Kune, and it's in the portion, we'll still see why. But that's how it appears to Gemara. We don't have to resort to the Kiddush by Rav Kune. Because it's in the portion. That's in the case where the goal is misguided at the same time together with the children. So then it's another question. But if the goal, when he was misguided, he was only misguided himself, and the children were not misguided, then, let's say 5 years later, he comes and wants to misguide the children, then it's not such a good question. So when Gemara says that Maskin and Yashin is guided one of the same, it means that it's not just the father brought them from him. But the gales, his gales, and the gales of the children took place at the same time. Then it's another question. We don't have to resort to Rabbinus manner. Much in the case where the father brings the children, and he already was misguided some time ago, and now he decided to misguide the children, so then we have to resort to the Chiddush of Rabbinus. That's how it's much. Alright. So Rashi says, now let's see, Aldaz Bezin. Let's see the Rashi. Very strange Rashi. Aldaz Bezin. Shlein shol yid v'rosim. Kikin kol tshuas gei. Shetzrichim gei. Vehei nasim v'yor. Va'al gei al yidegen u'magoyim v'yani pashim. Strange expression. But as Rashi said, vehei nasim v'yor, they become like a father family. Of what significance is it? Whether they become like a father to the baby or they don't become like a father. First of all, who says that you become like a father? I mean, that if any time, the Bezdin carries out the Egeos, so they have to adopt the child and they carry out the Egeos. I mean, I'm sure that all the Egeos that are carried out unfortunately, in the United States, I mean, it's carried out to almost like products. I mean, children. I mean, so that's the way giving them is guided, especially children. So the best thing is the guy that we don't even know who they are, the children. What does Rashi say? They have to become. They massively old. They become like a father. What does it mean they become like a father? And why do they have to become like a father? It's Mashal from Rashi. The only reason is why it's affecting the girls is because the best place fulfills the role of a father. In other words, actually, who has the jurisdiction to bring a guy or a child? A father. The father. So anyway, Rashi says, engage your, so we don't have to resort to the affiliation by other. So it's another point, because the father has the jurisdiction to bring a guy or a child. But if he has no father, so who can be the guy, right? And he himself has no idea, has no doubts. So basically, can be guided. So the Gemara says it's based upon Zohar. But in addition to Zohar, it is necessary that the basically should fulfill the role of the parent of the father. Apparently, I mean, he must assume a role of the father in order to relate to the grandchild. What kind of a look is this? All right. I just want to go to the Lord before I try to say. Michael Mashua, this whosoever is not also a follower, because no one can come here without Das. Now, if they're talking so, it's Das, it's no Das, it's no Das, it's Das, it's no Das. So how can here be effective? So there is no Das. The answer is, there is Aloche, the Zohar is only follow. The only Zohar is only follow, the Chabon is only follow. Mao can, if the Chabon is the Chabon, 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 the Chabon. So what we see from this Gemara, and it's Mishtabalai, but we see it from this Gemara, that schools is not determined whether at an ideal level it's good for the personal life. Of course, at an ideal level, it goes without saying that it's most beneficial for the child to become Jewish instead of being raised as a boy to become Jewish. So at an ideal level, of course, it is schools. So the Gemara says no. In view of the fact that ever is body that came here, so maybe I would say that this act in the cotton is also the fear. So he doesn't like, the average Akum doesn't like such a life of burdens of mitzvahs, it's true. So even though, I mean, it's because of certain evil inclinations that he hears in the sight of the person that the average Eved doesn't like a responsible moral life and he prefers a licentious life. But if we were to assume that the average Akubot prefers a licentious life, a licentious immoral life to a responsible moral total life, so then it would be so. So we see that in order to be considered as schools, it's not enough. The fact that an ideal level is good, if it's not adapted, if a person is not adapted to this behavior pattern, so it's not good for him. But it's a terrible thing to lead the licentious life without the material way. So the material way, making so a moral life is not the schools. It's not, in other words, it has to be compatible with the inclinations of the person. And the only reason as to why we say that it is his fruits, commercial on the hand of the God, the Torah Tan Yisuel, are the cotton schools alone. So we see from this Gemara that the only reason as to why we say that Akum is not the Kirin Kalei is not that only evidence that Kirin Kalei. And Akum is not a Kirin Kalei. The Gemara says, from Akum on the Han Yile, good, we come to the Yisuel, I will talk to Shusulai. So the reason is why it's not a Kirin Kalei, because he wasn't raised yet. The implication being that if the Akum is a good, then by an Akum you also say that Kirin Kalei. So the very important Aloha can be used. I had a lot of trouble, because I mentioned that Aloha here. Because there was a time when someone in Chicago tried to be the guy of a 20-year-old boy who 20-year-old, but he was deaf mute. And he wanted to be the guy of something. I called up the hall here in Chicago and I told him he cannot be the guy of it. Because the mother said the only reason is why. The problem is, but the only thing, how does this mean? So for Mashmallow, Maru Tene, So the only reason is why it is a source, because a cotton was not able to retain Tamu Yisur. Mashenkin Heresh, who out of the Dini also is not considered as a vendetta. But he's a god, As far as being king can be served, that doesn't make any difference whether he has a king of the day or he doesn't have a king of the day. That depends how old he is. So a little child, he is going to can be served. I mean, not only a little child, even a big child. But if God knows someone who is 20 years old, so he certainly takes time this way. So maybe it's not his rules. So he cannot be in the island. All right. So it's before and before in the Kedush, that one cannot be in the island, a Kedush in the Dagger in the Shemeya club, because he also has a dream of anything there. So, because since he is a God, so in many ways it's not his rules. Now, Rabbeinu is a Kedush in the Kedush, he felt it. That when non-observant people adopt a non-Jewish child, and when the adopted parents Michal Shabbos, and they do all the wrong assuring, and they read the life that defeats a non-Jew, except that they are Jewish, all right, maybe he gives $100 a year to the United Fund, all right, but that's the extent of his years and mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu felt that the Gaius is not coming. The Gaius is not coming. Because the only reason is why Gaius is hard, because it is chutz. Why it is chutz? Why it is chutz? Because to be nichnas to the country of Shechina, that's the greatest chutz in the world. As long as he was not turning time this way. A little child is certainly not turning time this way. So the Medrash Amuri, if it's a result of the Geulus, he'll be Nichnas Tachas Kafi Ashkino, and he'll be raised as a Shema Mitzvahs. So then it's a schuz. But if he's raised by adopting parents, Ram Chal Shabbos, who prayed this, and who deport themselves exactly like God, but they are Jews, of course, they are Jews. Israel, Shabbat of Israel. So they are Jews, whether they are Shema Mitzvahs or not. But what kind of schuz is it? On one hand, they will become subjected to all the discrimination to which a Jew is subject, that's not his fault. But if they have been made the Shema Mitzvahs, so the fact that they are Nichnas Tachas Kafi Ashkino more than counterbalances all the disadvantages and the detriments involved in being exposed to discrimination on account of the fact of being Jewish. But these, so the time that we're saying, they will not be Nichnas Tachas Kafi Ashkino, and they will be raised by God in the same way, and in the same time they will have to share the hardships and the suffering and the persecutions of all the Jews. So what kind of resources? So Abraham can tell that the Jews is not coming. I mean, whether it's not such a good apostle, but anyway, there is a big shadow in the Jews that are born in America. And I'm not referring that yet to conservative others. I'm referring to Orthodox Rabbonim, who are very Orthodox. And even some Orthodox Rabbonim who consider themselves as Tzaddikim, and who sometimes who are being Makdim on all of Israel, and still they are not Makdim and being Megayah every child. They don't even care who adopts the children, whether it's a Shema Mitzvah or not. They are Mekabel everybody. It's a big child, whether the Gaius has any effect. All right, I'm just mentioning. Wait a minute. Now let's see that. My opinion, because we're here in the Chalei, 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 so Rashi emphasized, it's much more, that it was the Chobin Kotin Lachin Lachin. But in the Chobin Godel, we say, but of course, if he's in the Yos, okay, we don't have to resolve the Aloch of Zochin. But suppose he's a Harish, then Dabin Mishabaya, when we have to resolve to the Aloch of Zochin, so then it would be considered as his hood. Komash loch, and I'm from God, I'm not. I'm in the Nichol of Kerei Godo. She Godo, the Mides, have Kerei, the Toyin Lay, Tayne di Yisure, Abel Kofi, the Toyin Lay, the Yisure, Lord. The Shemi, that yet it requires its only metachlorious in regard to the Tzuras Mono, not the metachlorious in regard to the whole Kushi. So then, Jesus would be saying, Hörigak on Sakhamim would be taking the Amir of Israel, come on to the Tzuras Mono, the Tzuras Mono, would tell it, and often Amir of Israel, and the Tzuras Mono, and the Tzuras Mono, the Tzuras Mono, the Tzuras Mono, the Tzuras die die Nachkehrung der Richter der Kacke, die Kuhn und Tollis, die Schallung und Meter, die Asse, Kachas, die Zinnen, die Schallung, Kesse, war mal mit Kino, Dino. Now, you see, the Rabbonim say that the Aloch is like this. I bauchen mit der Reise in die diese Bolles, die Bauchen. Von der Kachomim, the Womisaki, the Invasion, the Dennis, the Norden, the Norden, the Norden, the Norden, that the Bauchen should be entitled to collect from the but in the so that's the right. But the Rabbonon, if our faith is entitled to collect from Benitz, from Benitz, Rabbonon. Now, Tshuva is easy in Rabbonon, so we collect this boy, not Benitz. The Meir says that in Shimcheh, so Tshuva is easy to collect the Benitz. So this is touching this now. If the Meir had to believe with Rabbonon, in the Meir, that Tshuva is easy to Rabbonon, So if it's the other one, so you may only understand this why a Jewish issue is only entitled to the alien in the world, it's not the day. Not the day. I mean, the day will understand this why, the day I said, that he's entitled to collect not only from the warriors, but if he wants, he can collect from the world. But from me, it's not, because actually, we also see from this Gemara that he destroys. Primarily, this is a controversy among psychologists, but from this Gemara we see it, that Midas Tevis and Midas Roys are grounded not in heredity, but in environment. Because if Alpitor, so Midas Roys and Midas Tevis would be grounded in heredity, so the name of Monashah, either the heredity of Goyim is not conducive to Midas Roys, so then, even if he's a God, and if the heredity of Goyim is conducive to Minnesota, so then, even if he's a God, what is? Because of the heredity. So it appears from this Gemara that all the Minnesota and the Minnesota Davis are grounded primarily in the environment. So, in any way, as long as he's a God, so the environment did not have such a strong impact, but the moment he's a God and he already started to addict himself to a certain behavior pattern, so then it's not his chosen. So we see from this Gemara that in the case of the Ashenis Gai Rubon of Mesi Vimei, then we don't have to resort to Rabun Eschide. We have to understand why. And then, Omar Beis, if you are here in as much as it's based upon the Loch of Zohi, and what does Zohi mean? Then there is that, even though the Kotin's Das is not Das, but here it's without the Kotin's information and the explicit consent. By itself the Das is presumed, because it's his root. So Mimele, but if when he grows up, he disaffirms his guilt, so then he becomes retroactively known. Because then it means Eve, at the time when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, when he becomes 13 years old, the Kotel says, I don't want to be Jewish. So it's a great news for Matreya that the Jews did not have his consent, and Jews cannot be without us. So retroactively, it's new in Russia. It's there about. Hadir is Bashu, Rashi, 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 Wie ist auch dein Kribio? Ich rede ihm, ich rede ihm. Ja, die nur mit Xule, die Asne, die Ochle, die Gehüse. So, how can we give him a Xule? Er told me, it's auch okay, aber mit dem Chabur oder Bereich. Na, we give him a Xule, why she's like that? But what will happen? 5 years later, when she grows up, she'll come to Besden and disappear from her jails. So then it will be retroactively determined that she was never Jewish. So maybe she was not entitled to the Xule. So the Xule that she collected was collected for a Jew. So then it will have to be refunded. So how can Besden be made see when there is a possibility? When there is a possibility that it will have to be refunded. So the Gemara at first says the regard. The regard that when you give a Bixuve, only after she becomes a day. So the regard will not be here in after. But suppose a year later, when she's 13 or 14, so she will decide to disappear from the Jews. So the Gemara says, keep it with you, or Shoachas, you need to start killing the Jews. Only the first moment when she becomes a girl, she has the right to disappear. But if she fails to disappear, the first moment, so then, he should be the Jews. Most of what? Even now, she is when Knaps, a poor woman says, if one sees, I could say, I should, Ja, wie nur Knaas, das ist eben keine Kasche. Die Hörer brauchen die Gehüse. So again, die Gemara sagt, Rechikav, Namen haben keine Nabke, Kiven, die Gehüse, Schoach, und Unkel, Schoach, und Unkel. So the same Kasche, the same guys. But the first Kasche was raised by a Bai, from Ksuben. The second Kasche was raised by Rope, from Knaas. So the question is, how is it that Bai raised the Kasche from Ksuben, not from Knaas? So apparently, the Bai held from Knaas, we cannot test. And Rabbi raised from Knaas the Kashe, and not from Ksuve. Apparently, Rabbi held that from Ksuve we cannot test the Kashe. So this is what you might expect. Abaye Roma, Rabbi, Abaye didn't test from Knaas because he held from Knaas there is no Kashe. There is no Kashe. Why isn't there a Kashe? So in other words, as far as Knaas is concerned, according to Abaye, we don't have to wait till she grows up. Even before she grows up, She can begin the Knaas. Why? How many times should we read the Iskia? Because after all, Knaas is a penalty for the avere of the mamis being the father. So melee, even though there is a possibility that when she grows up, she'll disaffirm the girls, and then it will turn out that she just collected the money in vain, but that was a tachon schachon. Even though it's mutu bisofik, the chinu, or kidei shol yechinti iska, he should pay. Even though it might turn out that he really wasn't the chinu, but it's a special tachon, kidei shol yechinti iska. Rabbi Roma Kabaye, Rabbi only asked from Knaas, but we didn't ask from Ksuve, so apparently Rabbi held that as far as Ksuve is concerned, so she can be living in Ksuve even before she grows up. Why? Ksuve hani tani shoy ki kavu bini of mitzi. Now again, remember we mentioned the sheet of the Ram. The Ram sheet is the kidney for the Gemara. Oh, hachom and tikkun beis Yisroel ksuve masai mormona. And Yisroel masai mormona mormona, they knew she won't pass for sech, but also them. Why? Because he mom rovei mom. So the Ram only shim made the kasher. How about hachim gamliel, and some shim in pasma hachim gamliel. So some shim in seyidach anami. That according to Shimon ben Gamliel, if the Baal says Pesach Mitzvah, he is not Nemo. But the Ram is, it's much on the Ram, no, even according to Shimon ben Gamliel. But according to him, the Ram says, but over and above the Chiyuv, the Ram says there is a Chiyuv with the Rabbonon that is based upon with the Kavod and Mitzvah. And we see that even if he paid the Ksuvah, so he has to give another Ksuvah because of the Kavod and Mitzvah. So we see from this Gemara too. Rabbi Yom HaKabaye, Ksuva HaNitani, Kaudu Nitzio. So Meile, even before she grows up, she can collect the Ksuva. But Habib al-Baghayir, and it's really something, there is a possibility, maybe he should disaffirm the guilt. The answer is, even if it will turn out that way, but right now that we don't know, he's not here to give an exuva as a deterrent against Kalvin of Israel. Now, how about Adam Shein? We say that Rav Nachman's memory can only accord with the Shita of the Rabbonim, the exuva is the Rabbonim, but the exuva is in the Raisa. Then there is no special takone exuva as a deterrent against Kalvin of Israel. So they'll say in Rabbani that the reason is why Robert says that is because Robert holds that we pass more like the Rabbonim, not like Hashim Gamliel. Not like Hashim Gamliel. Ikil kan shmi zayl va tin avi khir de gemen shel yitir khir shol yom shel bez va khir ki fun ki shish shel mi khoy tsol yom ki shol mum de gal yom ya shtad mi shmi khir yikh mi mi khazar ki mi khoy mis mum mer es va not mi mish bi khol in shel bez ke shol nas mi kesev in yo in yom so ha po nam ze va khat mi khin de bez shel mi shal de khol kai va va khin shol nas ha bay yom ma chavo de mi shmi khos shol la puti dann ist es wirklich nicht so gut, aber wenn man dabei ist, wenn es nicht so war, so ich suche doch ein Teil der Meisten, aber wenn ich suche, so ich halte mir die Ziele, aus man schon nicht so gut, wie es ist, dann ist der Kampf. Now, I had in mind to discuss this Rashi of Nassim Yod and the Machlokes between the Rashi here and the Rashi's Rashi in the Madure, the other Madure, the Ritva mentions, and the Machlokes between the two Rashi. I mean, one says just the opposite of the other. Rashi here says that if the father brings him, then we don't have to resort to Zohar Lodin Shodipana, to Rabbanah's memory. But, and Rashi, the people mentioned, the other Madura says, we still have to resort to Rabbanah's Chiddush. Now, so, someday, now we should go over the Gemara, the whole subject. The whole subject in the Vomis, the Sugya, the Machlokes between Rashim and Elozar and Rabbonah, the Gabi Pasteya. So, the Sugya in the Vomis, it starts at the bottom of Menzayin on the Beis and continues into Menches on the Gawet, and Tak, the two Rishimis and Rashi, and the Tesis. The Tesis, Menches on the Gawet, Ela Ebed Disha Tomo Balkor, and also, in Hilchas Melachim, that's Rabbanah's Din. And also, there's the Gimel Milchas Yitzuri B, Aloche Zayin, and the Rambam, in Milchas Abodi, Terichres, Aloche Chol. And you should go look over the case of Srin and Aloche Mor. Very important.
This concludes Shir, February 26th, Friday. Daud Gimel Adar Hashanah Tavshim Mem Beis Buyan.
It's not much like this. In there, Adam and Abu Dhamore, he gives a chitale, so it means in the Hussein. But then he says, he said, Mi'ana shu'u bohi pesa kusua. So, but then, when they says, according to they says, they are not men, but I don't know how it is. They are not men, I don't know how it is. So then, Rabakom Aleumem, the Rabakom Aleumem, and the so, according to this, the second motion, so when Rabakom says, according to Rabakom says, So I'm not going to say that he's mad. He's mad. But I'm not going to say that. So I'm not going to allow a little memo. And he's memo. Don't I'm not going to have to worry about this. Obvious. But when I'm not going to say as more cooked, so he's not there, according to St. Thaddeus, second version. He's not there. Let's see how Rashi says. So Rashi says this out. But for women, when they are still away cooked, our shame is coming. Not in heaven, the Lord has still away cooked. So in other words, what does he say? So it's managed like Thaddeus, second version. He says, Boko, he says, Wohinem, umaskinu kufre al shemei ispono. He doesn't say, he says, Wohinem. And Rabacha also says, Jesus also says the same question. Rabacha oma, leimu memu doma rab nachmen, so he says, umishame lehemo, umaskinu, the rab nachmen are in the office. Rabacha oma, leimu memu doma rab nachmen, hanu doi maulis. The other memu doma rab nachmen. But by Boho, Leibon, Nemon Dabar of Nachme, Han Yudloi Malkus, Ubinus. So, but when Rav Nachme said, Asur Kufre, he was also there, but with Malkus. So, then the second version is that according to Rav Acha's Keres, So when Rav Nachman said that Asur Kufre is also memo to be matched with Sude, but Rav Nachman said his memo gets Malkus. He gets Malkus because he's called his moose. And when Rav Nachman said memo Rapsitok Sivoso and no Malkus, he has reference to Nosho. And when Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, he has reference to Boho and he's also memo. But never with Malkus. So that means, according to the second motion, when Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, according to Rav Acha's motion, so Rav Nachman said Asur Kufre, if the Kufre is because his cause was loose, but never is in either case. Bibocho, in the case of Bocho, is Nemor, and the case of Nosu is Nemor. But in the case of Bocho, is Nemor, and he gets Malkus because of cause is loose. And the case of Nosu, he's demo, and he doesn't get Malkus, because he's not the cause of this. Mashalikin, according to Rashi, when Rashi says, Boho Loimem, not the stasis in the second motion says, that Boho is also demo, but he gets Malkus. But according to Rashi, so Boho is Loimem, Musadinolei Kukhe, Alshemei Sporo, Alshemei Sporo. So it doesn't mean because Paul is loose. If Asher is named, who must speak only Kufre, because it's Paul is loose, he wouldn't say Asher is Kufre. So it means, who must speak only Kufre, Asher is Kufre, because he's made Silas against the Basi Soil. He's made Silas against the Basi Soil. So it's strange. You see, the second washing case is similar to Asher's Pshat in the Havana. But in the character of the Gemara, of Acher, so Rashi's Pshat is like the first question. According to the first question, they say, so Rav Nachman Domar Absuo, Loi Mishum Shalom Yomamineh, Elohim Yomamineh, Vyoma Lal Kesey, and the Moshel Lo Azuz, Vyav Acher Mishanek and Svirlam Nikore, the Loi Mer, he's not man. So Rashi says that in Abaka also, Koinem, by the Bible. So that means what Tetzve says in the first portion, in the Pshat in Abaka, so Rashi also says. But Tetzve, Rashi in the Pshat in the Habamin of the Moe, is like Tetzve's second portion. But in the Pshat in Abaka, so Rashi is like Tetzve's first portion. It's very strange. But that's how it is. Now, the question is, the question that all the Shemin raised against Rashi's Pshat is against Rashi's Pshat in the Havamim, in the Mash, and the same Kashi will be directed against Tesis, in the, as far as the Tales of Kavach is concerned. So in other words, how can Rashi explain the match? Did the match say? Did the match assume that when Rav Nachman said, Asmur Kufri? So when Rav Nachman said Asmur Kufri, he meant Asmur Kufri because he spoke his news. He spoke his news, so he more or less the Kashi. But Rav Nachman would go on the heaven, what kind of a Kashi is it? Adonai, he had the service because he is there in the heaven. So the main way he gets Marcus Marvels for being called his news. That's the Kashi that the Shane mentioned against Kashi. Now, as far as the carriage by Abaki is concerned, so according to Rashi's Shah, so Abaki is saying, no, that Rav Nachman was not minding the Baal, and he was not minding the Baal. And when he said Asher Kufra is because he was a Chotzeh, in other words, because he's a big Chotzeh, he was Mitzvahs and Abbas's work. But according to this second portion, so But when Rav Nachman said Asher Kufra, he was also Nemor. He was also Nemor, but with Malchus, because he spoils his use. So the question is, so the Kashi against this, the second question, is even stronger. So the Kashi against Rashi, because Kolakoche is against Rashi, the Kashi is only directed against the Havanim, against the match. How could the match, as the Kashi, how could Rav Nachman say, as we Kufre, he should get back his house, because of all his rules, but Rav Nachman himself is mine. So the Kashi is, what kind of a Kashi is with the Machin asking? And rather, he had to say this, because Rav Nachman do easy. So that's why he gets back his house. So that's the Kashi against the Machin. But according to Rashi, the Kashi is not directed against the talents of the Gemara. But according to the second motion, so the same Kashi can be raised against Rabach's talents. So we have to understand what is the machlokes between Rashi and the other Shem, who reject Rashi's pshat, and they reject Rashi's pshat in the Kashi of the Gemara, and they accept faceless first. Now, according to faceless second chapter, so Rabachim say, Reimon Nemon the Marav Nachman, Haimid Ruim Auke, so he knows. But in the other memory that he said, that he is Nemon, so that means he is Nemon, but he gets Auke. He gets Malchus for Paul's business. So he gets Malchus for Paul's business. And the according to Rashi, so the more Kashi was, how can Rav Nachman say that he gets Malchus? Because he's Paul's business, but Rav Nachman says he's Emon, so the Rishayim is. So what kind of Kashi does the more is against, what kind of Kashi does the Machin is against Rav Nachman? That's exactly the reason why Rav Nachman says he gets Malchus, because Rav Nachman holds his Nemon. If he's Nemon, so that proves it, that he calls the news, so he gets Malchus. But I think that this is told in the Machlokes Rishayim in Bo Metzia Latin. There is Gemara in Bo Metzia Latin. That if two agents say to Ruben, you eat chiller b'shei, and he contradicts them, he says, lo yachal. So Rav Meir says, he's mechuyev a call, because they even tell him, testify that he eat chiller b'shei, even though he contradicts them, so he can be mechayev b'shei call. And the Chachomim say, he's not going to be a call. Why Omaradeya, the new shine is a more real before my power. Omaradeya, why you get so in the Isidorisio? So here it takes and explains it so you can encourage the Buddha. And you can say, when I said for your healthy, I meant not for your healthy cloud, but for your healthy shame, you come amazing. So in the middle of the day, you cannot be the higher thing. It comes because he says, all right, you saw me declare, but how do you know that I will be shame? Why I say I will? So then this, you cannot force him to bring it home. He feels the time is the good. So that works. So the Chacham is saying the fact that if he says, well, how to shame the government in his name, so the Kashi is in the base of Hashem. So he says, he's the fact. Here we do not say in the base of Hashem, because he doesn't want to bring a home, he doesn't want to bring home. He doesn't want to bring in Hotel Hotel Kulmazo, because he wants to do Chumet. So in any way, he's never going to make himself into a Hotel. So from this case, as we see, the case of Shifting is that Allah Hotel and Miss Matthew Hoshen implies that the evil in which, whereby a person declares himself as a Hoshen, so he shall. The case of Kashi is, how can the Hakam say, when two of them say to women, or how to hear the shade, then he says to them, well, how to shade it, how amazing it is, so he's not more. But if he says, he incriminates himself, he declares himself as a Hoshe, amazing, so he should not be never. Anyway, he's not a Hoshe. So please, if you can see how we don't apply the law, and it's not a Hoshe, because he wants to be true. He doesn't want to bring home as well. But otherwise, if not for the for the motive of doing chukka and not do our prayers again, so we would be now with the ability of the people who have body and makes himself new. The Ramban Shin Kabet says, he says, when do we say in the Mishmati Hoshe? That's in the case. When do we say in the Mishmati Hoshe? That's in the case where a person, when do we say in the Mishmati Hoshe? So that is what that's in the case. Well, the Mora mentions that in the Bomes, if someone comes and says, bring the Rebani Yatsen, so the Mora says, he's not them. Why? Because, even the Mesi Atzme Hosh, even the Mesi Atzme Hosh, if he says, bring the Rebani Yatsen, so then he's them. But if he says, when you're divine, you're saying, so he's not there. Even though there's another way to say the same thing, Shimon says, Ruben, Rabbanu, you're saying. And then there's another engraving who testifies the same thing, that Ruben was Rebeya, Shimon, you're saying. So then he's not Chayav Nisi. He's not Chayav Nisi, Ruben. Why? Because anyone is not the Rosh. The Rebbe says, who the Achar is not to hear them because we say Chayav Nisi. But if we don't say all the people, so then he's aiming them all. He cannot, he's not. So all the day, so in other words, in order to be them all, we would have to be in Kabul, the Hagodah of the Baldova himself. And in order to be the higher someone he said. So remember, here we cannot say, so tomorrow says, even Miss Asnosh, because in order to be the higher someone he said, he has to be kosher aid. Now if he says, bring the bundle of safety, if we don't say Talmud Yibure, so in effect he says, I'm a Roshe. If I'm a Roshe, so that means I'm kosher aid. So how can he be the higher good in the same? In other words, so we only say in the Mishmat in the Roshe, if a person will come and tell best, I ain't the baby. So he will not become kosher aid. Why? Because in order to pass a person is, so that itself requires a Hoshe. Now, if he himself says about himself he's a Hoshe, he cannot become a Hoshe. Suppose one brother will testify in Besdin about another brother that is in Chal Shabbos. The other brother will not become a Hoshe. Because to pass someone is, that itself requires a Hoshe. And the brother is equal, he's Hoshe. So if a person comes to this and says, I'm impossible, he cannot become impossible. He cannot become postulated because he is a bandolo. So just as the Kohen cannot pass it, someone with a brother in this, so the bandolo cannot pass it himself. So that's why he got the pastor himself ladies. So he said, you know, the Pesach, you know, the Pesach Moshe. Mashem in the time. If the person says, well, how do you hear it? Shame it or lazy. That doesn't require, in order to bring it home or not bring it home, we don't require any this. So, if we apply the water, we definitely soon. So, remember, if our dog also has the money. So, remember, he's never, I mean, people, whereby he makes himself into a wash. So we have it in the modern Mitzvah. We take in the modern Mitzvah, we have the migration between Tzitzis and the Ramban. What's the shot of the Mitzvah's wash? But we have the Mishnah Tzubis, and the Havoyis and Mishnayos and Bonis. So he discusses that Bahrain of Hashem. So in other words, according to the Ramban, even the Mitzvah's wash implies not that a Dibur whereby he declares himself the Russian Shepherd. But, in other words, if a person comes to Basin and says, I am prevailed, many times, so he doesn't become possible because he's not anymore, he's not only, then one brother would testify in Basin against another brother, that he's a Russian. So the other brother will not become possible because to become possible that itself requires a person. And he's about over, how can he pass himself like this? Mashiach came, where illness is not required, so then we do believe the timing that whereby he makes himself into the ocean. Mashiach came according to take this, even when illness is not required. So a people whereby he makes himself into the ocean shed. Now, I think the text told me that child. Now, according to Rashi, Kashi of the Machi words, for Rav Nachman would Omar, Nehemen. So how could Rav Nachman say he gets Makas Marbus for being false with moves? When Rav Nachman himself says that if one says Pesach Pesach Metzosi, so is them on. So open shameless against Rashi, what kind of Rashi is it? By the Makshi. Other Rabbi, he had said this, just because Rav Nachman says that he is them on. So we may lay. So the Mele, that's why he gets Makas Marbus. So if he's Nemon, that Pesach Pesach Motzah. So that means, we believe in that he discovered the Pesach Pesach. So that means he's a Borki. If he's a Borki, he must have been a Borki with Zulus. So the Mele gets, that's the Kashe of the Mele. I mean, that's the Kashe of the shaking ass against Kashe's Pshat, in the Makshi's Kashe. But, now, when he says, if a Bokha comes and says, Pesach Pesach Mitzvah, he says he's convinced. Now we know that the Bokha could not with certainty say that Pesach Pesach Mitzvah unless he's a follows the Jews. So remember, if the Bokha comes to Bezdin and he says, Pesach Pesach Mitzvah, in effect he says, I will follow his news. So the people is a people whereby he links himself to the ocean. Because it's it. So remember, according to this issue, that the people whereby he makes himself into the ocean, because his timing is not his good timing. So in Shekhar, because we say there is a presumption, a person doesn't, the average person, a normal person, doesn't like to incriminate himself. A person doesn't like, he might do many abeyas, but he doesn't want to tell everybody of his abeyas. So in other words, with the Dibur, he declares himself to be a Roshe, so it's an Ayin Cheka. If Cheka, it doesn't matter. The Ayin can say, the person can say, I killed 10 Arabs. I mean, I know certain people that lie, so they say the wrong Israel. He said, he killed 10 Arabs at one time, he killed 50 Arabs at another time. He said, why? The Ayin can say whatever he wants. But if he said this, he will not say it. That's the shot. He made the amazing match with Roshe. So the mayor had it. So that's the Kasha of Yomosh. He, Rav Nachman, said, as who cook, Yipir HaSech Yipar, and that's the Nehusi. It means, he's a follower of his news. He's a follower of his news. So give him back his powers. So you know that Kasha, for Rav Nachman, who do Omar Mehemet, Rav Nachman or Mehemet. So why does he, so why do you say that that he gets about his values for being called his news, for being called his news. So you know that he declares, Nehemiah must be a recruit. So the Kashi by Kashi, and there's Rashi's Kashi, what kind of Kashi is it? How can Rav Nachman say he gets about his values? But Rav Nachman says that there's a pursuit of what's in him. So what's the Kashi after? I mean, he says, because he's never. That's exactly the reason. So you say, that's the present, you know. But the power of the power, now, so the Kashi, according to Rashi, is this. Rav Nachman said that he gets about his values. He gets back his malus. Now, Rav Nachman said that he's Nemo. That he's Nemo. So that means here too, Rav Nachman believed him. He's Nemo. And that's why he didn't make his malus for being called his use. But how could he say Nemo? Even the Miss Master Roche. So how could Rav Nachman say, oh, he's a person to slap us? Nevertheless, and the Machshir assume that both members of Rav Nachman have reference to God. So Moshe, here seems Rav Nachman here mentions that in Bochel could not with certainty say that a pursuit of Mitzvah unless he was called to use. So remember, how could Rav Nachman say that in Bochel when he says that a pursuit of Mitzvah in Nevertheless follow? But in the least, much we worship. Seems it's impossible for the Bohem to say with certainty, Pesach Pesuach Metzosi. So remember, if he says this, if the Bohem says Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, so in effect, he incriminates himself. He declares himself as a value, as a worship. So in people where value person declares himself as a worship, he's to be considered a shaker. A shekel, so yeah, you're looking better. So he says all kinds of things about himself. So in many ways, why should he have it? Because of the aloche of the Nevamitz Matzvi Roshe, he should not be able. So that's the kasha, the contrast chapter. So the Gemara says in the first chapter, Gemara says, Mehemon Masmi Liku. In a phenomenon, there is no kasha. He is Nevon, but then you ask, then you ask, if he's Nemon, so he declares himself as a Moshe, how can he be Nemon? The answer is, the Kashi was like the Shite of Princess Mogetzi. So the Parrots of the Mogetzi was not like Princess Mogetzi, like the Ramban Mogetzi. That the Aroch of the Nisat Moshe doesn't imply that the people who are buying declares himself as a Moshe in Shekhar. But anything that requires anything, so the person is not never without be covering his own agony against himself. Because he's a Balova. So if Ruben and Shimon are two brothers, suppose Ruben will come to this and he'll say, my brother Shimon, I saw him being the Chalshanis. So Shimon not become Chalshanis. So if Ruben, instead of saying, my brother Shimon, I saw him with the Chalshanis, so Shimon doesn't become the Chalshanis. Does not become Chalshanis. So if Ruben will say, I myself was the Chalshanis, you will not become Chalshanis either. Because in order to pass from Chalshanis, so we'll violate. How can he pass himself? That's why you don't pay slats, you don't need slats in Russia. But in time it doesn't require it is. Where everyone has the money. So if that people involves incriminating himself, so he's also there. So the cash of the people, that's the Ramban. Take a sheet is, a people who are buying, he incriminates himself, he makes himself to Russia, he shall get. So the cash of the people, the match is young, like David says. That's why the match is, but Rav Nachman is not my name. So how would he say that? So as long as Rav Nachman didn't say that Ibrahim could not discover Pesach Pesuah unless he's a part of his news, so he would say, maybe someone is not a part of his news, could be Ibrahim. But now that Rav Nachman said that someone who is not a part of his news, Ibrahim, could not be invoking. So, the question is, how can Rav Nachman say never by Bocher? We say that the Mishmach Roshe. So, the language, so the question by the Machshir was informed to the longest of Tinsis Mogetzir. So, the Gemara didn't tell it, no. Menninon must be with Bocher. So, yes, any Mishmach Roshe? Any Mishmach Roshe does not imply that the evil whereby you bring yourself to worship in Shekel, it might be evidence. Only something that requires evidence, let's say to become persuaded. So then we say it is that worship. Or to be behind the visit, a person will come and say, I was the house shabbos. And then another day will join. So he can get visit because he's not over. And then he starts to worship in the past. But something that doesn't require evidence. So if the people are kindly that incriminates him and that makes himself into the worship, so he also has upon this. So then the terrorism will not. The fact the machine assumed like this the sheet of faces going to see it, and the terrorists is like the sheet of Gamba. Now then the second terrorist come up for it, Mishanda. Go for so according to the first terrorist, the Gemore, Ashishite is like Ramban Shite. Like Ramban Shite Moritz. And according to the second terrorist, so go hell or men. Why is there men? Why? He must only put prayer out of his form. Because he was made of us for the footstep of walking against the Basis world. That's why he was Max Malus. But not for being called Jesus. Why should we give him Max Malus for being called Jesus? How do we know he's called Jesus? Yes, sir. Well, he's not the one to make himself into the worship. But the Chotzek means he talks against the Basis world. So that's Max Malus for that. So in other words, so that means that the first portion of the Gemara is expressive of the long days of tasteless in what it's here. The second portion of the Gemara is expressive of the long days. So, I'm sorry, the first portion of the Gemara is expressive of the long days of the Ramban in what it's here. The second portion in the Gemara, about the spirit, is expressive of the long days of cases that the people whereby you make yourself into the Roshe, he checked there. So, Bokolori demo. If he checked there, some male is a Mitzvahs, is a Mitzvah of us as well, will be the Malkis for that. Now, let's see the things you said in Washington, you should not be a Hussein. If you have a Sechitoy, after you see demo, now who? If you have a Hussein, you have a Hussein, you have a Hussein, so by the way, it's an example, this is second portion, according to this is second portion, so the match knows understood that other rabbi, that if he's Nemon, so then should he be Malkes for being formed with Luz. Why? Because according to this is second portion, so we say, like the Ramban in Bogus here, that there is no Allah and people who are buying the riches of the Roshe in Shekel. So, it is endless. It is endless, only something that requires endless. So he is in Ododo. He is not Nemon to pass for himself endless. He is not Nemon to be behind himself, please say, among this. Because he is in Ododo. Just as a brother can die, he is not Nemon to be behind his brother, Malkes, or he say, or to pass for his brother endless. So he is not Nemon to be behind himself, please say, himself, Malkes, himself to pass for endless. But in times, he did a study. So he can entirely that incriminates himself as a Roshe Dodo. So he's still Nemon. So the Gemara's question was not how can he be Nemon. But here is Rav Nachman say Nemon, and he doesn't say that we did the Malkis for being called Jesus. And over here he says he's Nemon and we did the Malkis for being called Jesus. So he takes the second question and reads with the Shike. With the Shike of the Ramban in Gomez. We shall in the hem of the Masina way. We are not lying in the mountains. Rabatoma, very long name in the Ramatme, and the word of our case, Ubinos, and when Ramatme said that's more cooked, so there was a poor house, it was not lemon. So why did we give him mountains? So Rabatoma, very long name in the Ramatme, and the word of our case, Ubinos, but in this manner, and when he said that by Boha, So in other words, and in this memory, when Abraham said that Shmuel Kafre, so is the Bible, so he's also Nemo, and it is with Malchus, in other words. So Amachus memory, where he doesn't mention Malchus, so according to the first portion in case this, according to the first portion of the Gemara, on the case of the second shot. So when Amachus in the memory, when he said, and the Rima Kesav Suach Mitzvah in Nemon, it means Nemon, but it gets Malchus. According to the second guidance of the Gemara, so when Amachus said, that Nemon, so he meant he had reference to Nosso, and he doesn't get Malchus. And Rav Nachman said that's where he could say, so they were in reference to the Bobo, and he was also Nemon, and he got Malchus for being called Bizus. Why? Because there is a second Roshi who agrees with the Sheikh of the Ramban in Mavitsiye, that the Elamis at Roshi only implies that he's not Nemon in something that requires Ades, but where he doesn't require Ades, as a kind of Ramban, he is Nemon, even though he makes himself a Ades. Deals with someone who is not a Tzadik, because according to everybody, the Halapoche, he saw some of the Ramban. So why does he mention the Mokak Ledesh we came to the law? Let him say, the Bala Puyo de los Nuts, the key imperial of the Rubio, so in Huyo Kadish Isha, why? He says, the Mokak Regish, thus implying only if he had children to a wife in whom he had a key in Isha. Whether it's the Isha or the Heka, it doesn't make any difference. As long as he has a key in Isha and he had children into a wife in whom he had a key in Isha, so then he's mechanically illegal. But if we'll be just bore our isha in an illicit way and not the rachishes in a woman whom he has no two wishes, he even the